Now you're talking about hogs. And 31. I went over, there's two of us over there, the Antwerp Lighthouse. It's about 6 or 7 miles from Tom Springs. It's on an island. And the keeper over there had chickens and hogs that he raised. And the mother was, I mean, a big old thing. So we made 2 trips there that year. And the second trip, we went back in October, and we were there the first part of February. The keeper took one of the pigs and put it in a pen and fed it special. Because we had one of the small lighthouse tenders over there with a barge, Derek, that helped to build the dock. And they used to get the slop from them. So I can see it. This was back in 31, eh? I can see just as good as yesterday. The keeper was going to butcher the hog we needed for Christmas. When he went out there with his gun, rifle, whatever it was, the pig was laying there on the ground with his head down his paws like that. And when he saw the herd, the keeper, he raised his head. And the keeper hit him right down there. One shot. So we dug a hole in the backyard to get water. The back is water. To clean the pig. Cleaned it. Butchered it. Now the old man didn't have, we didn't have an ice box. He had to sell it down thing to the big tender was over there, the ivy. He sold it to them, so we didn't get no fresh water.
Talking about butchering that hog. What all did you have to do to butcher
it,
do you remember?
We dug a hole to get the brackish water. Then we had a big tub. We got fire under it. We get hot water on the hot. And that's what we dip the pig and pull the hair out. Of course, the old man knew how to do it. He got it in and everything. I mean, when it was finished, it was clean.
That stiff hair on his back, did they have a special name for that on his neck?
Bristle. As far as I know, that's what they call it, bristle.
What about those long teeth on that hog?
If I had a name for that, I don't remember.
And did you ever have a special name for the male hog?
The only answer I can give you there, the pikes and the dominum would have a nickname for them, but insofar as a special brand or name.
Or, like heard them call a boar or anything like that?
A boar? Well, I'd distinguish the male.
What about the female?
And the female. No, I don't remember.
That hog that he killed, did he do anything special to the hog that he was going to have
meat
for,
use
for
meat? No, that's what I told you. He built this little pen and put that hog in there and fed it corn and slop from the boat or slop from the table. In other words, so that, of course, it was bushes and what have you on the island. And they would go around and eat most anything. But I'll never forget. Oh, I haven't seen one now in many a year. Little tiny crabs on the beach. Fiddlers, Blue used to call them. And they were thick. And one day the pigs were down the beach. One damn little crab grabbed the pig's nose. And from then on, they were particular about messing with them little crabs.
You said those, pigs ever grow up wild?
Have
you ever seen them?
No. I've never been nowhere. I've seen them on TV, you know, showing them, but I've never seen any.